Amen. Thank you. John's Gospel, chapter number 4. John's Gospel, chapter number 4. We will try our best to be brief in the preaching this morning. Realize you've been here a while, but we did come to church to have church. And so we might as well have church before we leave. Folks, done send your car down here. You might as well enjoy yourself. Amen. And John's Gospel, chapter 4, the Bible said in verse 1, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John." Sound like a Baptist church to me, getting jealous over God's blessing a place. Though Jesus Himself baptized not, but His disciples, He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh He to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with His journey, He sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." Verse 9, "Then said the woman of Samaria unto Him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Oh, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of Him, and He would have given thee living water." The woman said unto Him, "Sir, it's not making good sense to me, because you ain't got nothing to draw water with." He said, "From whence then hast thou that living water?" Because, by the way, the well's deep. Somebody say amen right there. "Are thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" And Jesus answered and said unto her, I like this Bible word, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." You know how come? Because a man dug it. A man found it. And honey, you're not going to get any relief in anything a man can do for you. Verse 19, He inserted a word, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst." Somebody ought to say amen right there. "But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life." And the woman said the most wonderful words that she had ever come across her lips. Said unto him, "Sir, give me this water, that I draw not, neither come hither to draw." And Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come hither." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband." He said, "I'm glad you're telling me the truth, because I know all about you in spite of what you say." Can I tell you, there is a God knows all about us this morning. "For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly," he said, "you've told me the truth." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet." And then we find now something happens in verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went away to the city and said to the men, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" I like that in verse 28 too. The woman then left her water pot. Friend, he'll make some things get out of your hand in a hurry.
woman left her water pot, went her way to the city, and saith unto the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Thank you for standing this morning. I'd like to preach, if God had helped me and the Holy Ghost would trust me this morning, on this simple thought out of verse 29, on come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. I'd like to say by way of introduction that the Lord knows. A lot of times we as good Baptists, we want to try to hide things from the Lord. We want to try to hide things from our family and even hide things from ourselves. I don't know about y'all, but have you ever woke up and looked in the mirror and you hated what the mirror told you and you even tried to hide from the mirror? You ever walked in a department store and they got them 4 or 5-way mirrors and you know we don't never get to see the backside of our head much. And I walked in there the other day and I didn't like what I seen, Brother Gerald. I seen the backside of me and boy, was it something to see. Matter of fact, the backside of you don't look too good neither this morning. Somebody say amen right there. I mean, I have seen some folk looked a lot better going, Brother David, than they did a coming, amen. But oh, I'm telling you this morning, friend, we're not going to hide nothing from the Lord. The Lord knows everything about us. And many times we want to put on a show, our dog and pony show, and we say, God, we've got up in the top shelf, and we're above sin. And I like what Brother Ben said, honey, this flesh ain't saved this morning. I don't know about you, but my flesh causes me a lot of problems. Can I get an amen? This tongue gets me in a lot of trouble this morning. My goodness, God knows everything about me and you. Now, I want you to notice on this, come see a man that has told me all things that ever I did. First of all, notice that the well that Jesus graced. The well that Jesus graced. Now you'll notice in verses 1 through 6 that it was a handed well. Now I'm glad there's been some wells that's been handed down from our forefathers. By the way, the Bible said that Jacob had given Joseph this parcel of ground, and in that ground it housed this well that Jesus come by and sat on. Now I'm trying to get ahead of myself, but honey, I'm going to tell you something. Thank God that it is some wells that's been handed down. Hey, mama and daddies, you'd be crazy to try to raise a family without a well around your house that you could drink in. Can I tell you, you're double dog crazy if you try to raise the children out from under the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, your bread's not done, friend. Hey, we need the Lord around our house. We need a well that is dug, a well that is real, that our families can bathe in and wash in and drink in. Somebody help me preach this morning. Oh, thank God for some wells that's been handed down in our lives. Oh, I thank the Lord for here we see a well that He graced. This well was handed down and then this well was hand dug. We ought to thank God that we've had some forefathers go through this country to hand dig a well. Amen. Can I tell you, you look around here this morning, friend, I know it's a beautiful building, but this stuff comes at a cost. Amen. It comes at more than a tithe. There's a lot of heartaches and a lot of heartaches and there's a lot of tears that you may be able to sit on a pew this morning and listen to the word of God. Somebody help me preach this morning. Honey, let me tell you, it's a hand dug well. Thank God folks can pitch in and dig a well. Used to in the community that have well digging day. Boy, ain't it a blessing when you got people that can hand dig a well. I'm glad Brother Lee helped us dig in the well this morning. Thank God that the Rochesters helped us dig in the well. Thank God Brother Dennis helped us dig in the well. It's a hand dug well, honey. I don't know about them new machineries that's going on today. Oh Lord, these rabbits is getting up big this morning. But let me tell you, it ain't nothing like a good hand-dug well. Because, honey, in a hand-dug well, there's some steps and you can get down into the water. Hey, you better watch out what's going on today. It's a lot of man-made wells that ain't holding no water this morning. These little praise teams and praise bands, honey, it ain't a putting no well in the ditch this morning. Thank God for the wells that Jesus graced. Boy, ain't it amazing how that it was a handed well. The forefather handed it down. You ought to thank God that you come up in a family. You ought to thank God that you come up in a country in the Bible Belt. Amen. Hey, Brother Jerry, it's double amazing that you got saved way up in Yankee country. But thank God, honey, we're in the Bible Belt this morning where King James Bible's real and a running, hacking, slobbering preacher is still in a few Baptist churches. Thank God for some wild that's been handed down in our day. Boy, they was handed down, and some of you, like Brother Felton and Brother Troy, and I don't want to single you out, many of you that way, your forefathers have never dug you a well, but by the grace of God, Brother Lee, hey, the grace of God come where they was, and now they started digging a well for their family, and now their baby's coming down the altar, now their babies is saying amen. Thank God, hallelujah, for wells this morning, friend. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. Thank God for wells this morning. You ought to thank God. Hey, Brother Phil, Brother Chuck, y'all ought to take a lap around the building to thank the good God of glory would move in and save your worthless hide, friend. You ought to thank God that He put you in a well one day. Hallelujah. Thank God for wells you can get a drink in this morning. Lord, there's so many Baptists, they in a dry ditch this morning. They just there because Grandma and Grandpa did it. It ain't been no water in that well for years, friend. They leave out of there looking like they've been eating sawbriars and gravel gravy. But you listen to this old man of God this morning. I'm glad, thank God, there's some wells you can get around that's been handed down in our life and get us something in this day, in this hour. We see the well that Jesus graced. Now, it was a handed well. It was a hand-dug well. But I'm going to tell you, honey, oh, it was an honored well. You know why it was honored? Because Jesus was sitting on it. Boy, I noticed some places, Brother David, they call it a well, but Jesus don't never hang around it. I mean, a real well, friend, you'll find out Jesus ain't far from a well. Thank the Lord He comes by Liberty Baptist Church from time to time. I mean, some of you started coming to this church and you thought this running loud preacher was crazy. You thought these people running, crying and shouting, that lost their mind. But something happened to you. You come back because you was interested. And you come back another Sunday. And then the Holy Ghost began to deal with your heart. Then you realize, my glory, they ain't the one that's crazy. I'm the one that's crazy. I'm glad I got in on the well, glory to God. I'm glad I'm saved this morning, friend. Boy, it was an honored well. Jesus come by and sat right down on it. Boy, can I tell you, we ain't done nothing. Hey, look around, friend. It ain't a name on nothing this morning. Thank God this ain't the Joneses, and that ain't the Johnsons, and that ain't the Wilsons. Glory to God, I'm glad this well belongs to Jesus, honey. I'm glad Jesus sits down on the well in these last. I'm preaching. Well, somebody help me preach this. I'm talking about a well that Jesus has graced. Boy, ain't it a blessing when you come to church where Jesus is at. Boy, old Baptist church, they done got so dried. And my goodness, they even voting to change oil in the van. Somebody say amen right there. My goodness, I mean, now you can educate ignorance, friend, but you can't help stupid, amen. Somebody help me preach right there this morning, friend. It's some things that we don't even need to be a meddling with in the house of God. Boy, I praise the hallelujah. Man, I'd run. Y'all think I was a Pentecostal preacher this morning. My God, some of y'all look like you need a good worming. You turn it white around the mouth this morning. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad, honey, that Jesus is real. And there's some whales that He comes by in these last days. Matter of fact, all you need is a good drink, friend. It'd help you to get out on this whale and get you a good drink. Matter of fact, folks looked at Peter the way some of you look at us. Said, well, why are they drunk? It's still early in the morning. Peter said, hey, we're not drunken as you suppose on the thing of the world. We just feel the Spirit of God. I like people take a good drink of the Spirit of God. Hey, man, people that'll take a drink, friend, you can smell it on them and you can see it on them. And, oh, some of you need, you look like you lost your best friend. Hey, friend, you ought to let your face in on that you got saved, glory to God. My Lord, why would anybody want what you got? Rock around the muddy grubs, always complaining, always talking about how bad you got it. Hey, friend, we're blessed this morning. Thank God that we got the Lord this morning. Some of you invite somebody to go to church and say, my Lord, I don't want what you got. Amen. Somebody say amen right there this morning. Thank God for some whales that you can get a drink out of. My goodness. We ought to act just like a bunch of drunks every time we get together. You say, preacher, you're crazy. Well, just leave me alone, glory to God. I know what the world done to me. And I know what Jesus has done for me. Thank God, I've got a shout in my heart this morning, friend. Bunch of you little spineless rascals. You so sissy, you so henpecked. They throw chicken feet at the foot of your bed and lead you down the table every month. Come on, chick, chick, chick. Come on, chick, chick, chick. Come on, chick, chick, chick. You got feathers in your breastplate. You need to get you some guts and some glue in your breeches. Get out of the house of God and say hallelujah to Jesus this morning. Real men love Jesus, friend. I like what somebody said. My wife come home, Brother Dave, she said, I seen a bumper sticker I love. She said, if you love Jesus, said, tithe, anybody can honk, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah! Anybody can honk, honey, pay your tithe this morning. Boy, God's been good to me. Some of you barbed wire boys better have my back. I see some people looking cross-eyed at me this morning. Yeah. Hey, some of you boys better get your ties off this morning. This thing may get down dirty before we get going on this morning. Yeah, amen. Thank God, honey, our country ain't in a mess cause preaching. It's in a mess cause of lack of preaching this morning. You'll get dedicated to the ball field, but you won't get enough glue in your britches. Get faithful down the house of God. Yeah, man. And then when you have a little flat, you reach out there and get God like a flat tire. Honey, He's going to let you get down in the ditch. You better quit treating Him like He's a second-rate citizen. God ain't no co-pilot this morning. You say, I don't like it. Well, you go on down there where she's a preaching. She won't mess with you. She ain't going to ruffle nobody's feathers. Matter of fact, she's bound down in a robe looking thing. She can't even get out and kick her foot up. Amen. Think we might well just turn to preaching up. Good sermon's a lot cheaper than a building program. Oh, I'm coming to that church because it's so pretty. It's so pretty. They're so friendly. If you'll come to church for the right reason, worship God in spirit and truth, friend, you won't be caught up in yourself. Boy, how God loves us. Thank God for some whales He's graced. Number two, the woman He guided. Come see a man. Not only the well He graced, but the woman He guided. I want you to notice something. She was astounded at Jesus. Matter of fact, this woman had an awful past. She was astounded that Jesus would ask her for a drink of water. You know, Brother Jerry, I say this, but I know you're a good man, brother. I know you married a good woman. And I can understand why God would save y'all, but I don't know why He saved me. I mean, when I look at myself, I don't even know, Brother Jerry, I don't even know why God would fool with me. But you know, it's just something about the grace of God. Aren't you glad that He don't have boundaries? Ain't you glad that God ain't prejudiced? Ain't you glad God don't see us by color? Ain't you glad God don't see us by race, honey? Hey, she said, I'm amazed at you that you'd even talk to me, a Samaritan woman. I'm amazed He'd even talk to us. And by the way, friend, you never gonna get saved till Jesus talks to you. Hey, she didn't start up the conversation, friend. He started the conversation. We love Him because He first loved us. Boy, I'm glad He got to talking to me one day. I said, what, Lord? You talking to me, Lord? I went to church just to get my good little wife off my back. Amen, just like some of you. I mean, you just come to church, try to keep peace in the family. I mean, what you need to do is get you some guts and glue in your britches and become the man of the family and raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord Jesus. Somebody say amen right there this morning. The whale, He graced. The woman, He guided. He got to talking to her and He said, you know something, woman? Said, if you knowed who was talking to you, you'd ask me about that living water. She said, well, Lord, now how are you going to give me living water? I said, the well's deep. You ain't got nothing to draw with. She said, oh, you don't know who you're talking to. She said, you really know who you're talking to? Said, you could get living water. And then so He says, she said, Lord, give me that water that I didn't even come here to draw, that'll make me live forever. And I love what He done. He said, all right, go get your husband. Boy, ain't God sometime just break right in on the preaching. She said, Lord, I ain't got no husband. He said, you said it right. Said, you a hussy. Somebody say amen right there. Said, you ain't had one. Said, you had five. And that you're living with ain't yours neither. Somebody say that shacking up still sin this morning. Hey, friend, you ain't never going to get saved. You see your sin. Our problem, these little old pansy Baptist preachers today, they want to pat and stroke on everybody's sin. Oh, Smiley, I showed that pretty hairdo. Friend, it's bad when Benny Hinn goes to rebuking a liberal. I mean, he rebuked Joel Osteen one time Facebook got good, amen. It's bad when Benny Hinn's rebuking Joel Osteen about not taking a stand on Larry King Live about Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's about time preachers rear back and do what God called us to do and just preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus. We're not politicians and we ain't musicians and we ain't magicians, honey. Hey, we're just preachers of the gospel. You say, I don't like it. Well, you ain't going to get no better till somebody tells you the truth. I cut my hair off, used the number one razor. Macy got right up in my face. She said, you look ridiculous. And it hurt my feelings. Thank God for somebody got guts to get in your face and tell you what thus saith the Word of God. The woman He guided. He said, if you knowed who I was, said you'd ask me that living water. She said, well, Lord, give me that living water. I didn't even come here to draw or drink, but I want it. Can I ask you, friend? It's only an ask away from heaven this morning. Now, this woman would have died and went to hell, but she asked Jesus for something. You say, Pastor, I'm going to heaven. Well, tell me when you got lost. Tell me when you asked God to save you. Did you just join up a church and did you just get baptized? You say, well, preacher, I'm a Christian. Hey, friend, just because you come to church don't mean you're a Christian this morning. The well He graced. The woman He guided. Oh, I'm so glad. The well He graced. And I'm so glad of the woman that He guided. But thank God for the water that He gave. Now this is what he said. He said, okay, I'm going to give you some living water. I'm going to give you something that's going to bubble up in you to life. Ain't it amazing how some of these big boys get tore up in the Holy Ghost? And that water go to bubbling outside. You say, how come it's bubbling? How you know it's bubbling on the inside? Because it's showing up on the outside. Boy, it's always a good indication, honey. Hey, if you let your head leak, it won't swell so bad. A lot of y'all walk in, your little pocketbook and your high heels matching. You got everything decked out. You got your bling bling on. You got everything going on. Boy, you think that you are God's gifts to society. Boy, I love it when Holy Ghost breaks out and they go to weeping. Yeah, man. You had to get your suit cleaned after service. That's when you know you're going to a good independent fundamental Baptist church. When you got to clean your clothes after you go to church. The water he gave. Matter of fact, it done something to her. The Bible said that she left her water pot. Matter of fact, that she'd been drinking out of it, it didn't suit her no more. Can I tell you, when Jesus saved me, the places I used to go, Brother Jerry, they didn't do nothing for me no more. Hey, that old crowd I was running with, and that crowd that was using me like a bad dish towel, friend, when I got saved, hey, they didn't do nothing for me no more. Hey, you remember when an old dirty joke used to bless you? Now go on now, watch out now, I preach a while this morning. Hey, you remember when you used to look at stuff and your mom and dad told you never to look at it, and boy, it just done something for you. You remember drinking something and it done something for you? He said, let me tell you something. He said, this water you've been drinking, said it's never going to give you peace. It ain't going to last. She said, well, Lord, I want that. And so he gave it to her and she left her water pot. And she went on. I've heard Brother Mike testify. He used to hang out in the pool room down yonder in Bowden, Georgia. If you want to find Brother Mike Rollins, you can find him around the pool room. But you know something about the pool room got to missing Brother Mike when God saved him. Amen. You take old Brother Daniel. I love old Brother Daniel. Lord, he is here one night. Brother Daniel bowed down, the preacher preached. The Holy Ghost was moving. I said, hey, did God save you? I'll go to my grave remembering what he said. He said, I think so, boss. That boy didn't know Baptist language the way you know Baptist language. He didn't know what to say like some of you was raised to say. But can I tell you, honey, he's done put up where the goods is. You find him at the house of God. Thank God he left his water pot and went after Jesus, friend. One of the best indications that you've ever been saved if you turn loose what was in your hands when you met Jesus and left it where he saved you. Boy, I tell you, I remember I used to smoke stuff that I'm not happy about today. The devil had me in some things that I'm ashamed of. And you go and sit there in your little Christian seat. Honey, there's enough stuff been in your life today to send you to hell without the grace of God. You ought to thank God. Hey, is there anybody who want to stand up here and tell me that they ain't never done nothing? Anybody want to stand up here and say you ain't had enough wicked thoughts since you've been here to send you to hell? Them old Pharisees looking around, well, why would he fool with that girl? Why would he fool with that girl? I'll give you a better question. Why would he fool with us? Left her water pot, the well he graced, the woman he guided, the water he gave. But I want you to notice the witness he granted. She done something. She went back. She got a hold of them old men she was shacked up with. Ain't it amazing when you get saved, you want to go back to that crowd and tell folks what Jesus done to you. Now the women around there didn't like her. There's like some of you women. You know, a pretty woman walk in, y'all say, ooh, we don't like her. Woman get in out of her nice Mercedes. She got that nice coach purse going on. She, I mean, she's decked out to the bone. Y'all say, who's she? who's she? We don't like her. Quit looking at her. I'm just preaching where we live. It's okay to preach where we live, ain't it? So the witness there that the Lord used in such a great way, the witness that He granted, she went and she told them men, and it must have been so impactful. I'm noticing people just hanging out with you. If you really get saved, you'll want to have a burden for them. Brother Howard, she ran over there to them. Everybody talking about her. Brother Lee, I believe she walked in there and she said, "Y'all ain't going to believe this." Said, "Come see a man. Told me all things." You know what y'all are saying? This is what y'all are saying. I'm not taking nothing away from the Word. This is what she all said. "Come see a man which told us all things we've been doing." Nobody like Jesus, friend. Me, a Samaritan, you'd love me. Me, in spite of all I've done, you mean you'd do that for me? Yeah, He'd do it for you. Remember that crowd I was fishing with? You can ask my wife if I've ever told it, this is right. God saved me. And the things I was doing, I couldn't do them no more. I got around with the wrong crowd and I got to dabbling what they was doing, but something was different now. Somebody's living in me used to didn't live in me. I went over there one night to a dinner. I was going to have one of our last big suppers. Boy, God, getting a stir in my heart by all them men I'd been running with. I remember my wife standing there. I said, "Hey, I got to tell you something." I said, "The Lord saved me." God, they went to backing. He's lost his mind. Had a preacher one time called her daddy and said, "Ken's losing his mind. He's reading too much about the Bible, didn't he?" How much could you read too much Bible? Miss Sherry, come this morning. "Come see a man. He told me all things that ever I did." The witness He granted. Wouldn't that be a blessing if God would use our witness the way He's used hers? Brother Lee helped me Wednesday night about being that honest about that $20. Brother Lee, I thought about that a lot. We ain't got nobody to impress here this morning. We can't fool nobody. The Lord knows all about us. He knows what we're doing. He even knows what we're going to do. But let me tell you something. Come see a man. He told me all things that ever I did. Maybe you need the power to witness in your life. Some of you all done been down here this morning said, "God, lead me back to the crowd I was running with. I want to see them get saved, God." And you, ma'am, sir, I don't care what you've done. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. What about it, young person? Have you ever been saved by the grace of God? It'd be a wonderful day while we sing. Would you just be obedient to the Spirit of God this morning, whatever He's telling you in your heart.